Singus, who formerly ran a special prosecutorial unit for women who are victims of violence, says she'll leave no stone unturned in her investigation of the allegations against the former attorney general, detailed in the New Yorker magazine, which include alleged hitting, slapping, and choking of four women.
These allegations are extremely disturbing and very troubling.
Schneiderman has denied the allegation, saying he was engaged in consensual role-playing with the women. He has hired a criminal defense attorney. The Nassau DA has also set up a hotline for any other women who may have been victims. Singus says it's too soon to draw any conclusions, but she listed the potential charges that Schneiderman could face.
Charges can range from violations such as harassment, through assaults, through sexual assaults, through kidnapping, through obstruction of breathing, strangulation. There's a whole myriad of charges in the New York State penal law that could apply to any given situation.
She says the state statute of limitations, though, might mean that it's too late to prosecute some of the accusations. The Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, was also at the news conference. He agreed to assist Singus in her investigation. It was an attempt to make peace between DA Vance and Cuomo after the two sparred over whether Vance should be conducting a probe into Schneiderman's alleged conduct. Cuomo said there was a conflict in Vance leading the investigation because the state attorney general's office was probing the Manhattan DA's office over charges that Vance had not vigorously pursued past allegations against disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein. Vance, in a letter sent to Cuomo Tuesday night, said the state probe into his office was political and that Cuomo only started it because he was nervous about a Democratic primary challenge from actor Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo denies that. He says his actions predated Nixon's campaign.
What happened was there were questions raised by women's groups on the handling of the Harvey Weinstein matter by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. And they are credible women who made the complaints.
Vance did not back down from the charges in his letter, but he says he now understands the governor's decision and agrees the public needs to have confidence that there is no appearance of a conflict of interest.
If I was going to keep this case, I needed to get out and get access to witnesses and victims and move quickly. And so perhaps I was a little frustrated when the ground rules changed.
Vance says he's already issued subpoenas in the case and will be turning them over to DA Singus. Cuomo says if the charges are true, Schneiderman disgraced his office and that of other public servants and will pay for his crimes.
Whether you're the attorney general, whether you're the head of a large corporation, whether you're a media big shot, it does not matter. The law is the law, and everyone is subject to the law.
Singus could not say whether any of the women in the New Yorker article have filed charges. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.